Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We're back. My name is Brian Beckner. You're listening to the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. I'm trying to talk and send a text at the same time, which is not very professional of me. But I have a lot of people texting me that the NBA finals are not influenced by the league to go longer. And the point is, of course they are. They try to get the stars in foul trouble so those things go longer. And then I tell people this and they go, then how come the Lakers got swept? And I'm like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that they make it go a specific way. They try to influence these things to go longer. You saw it last game. You saw this Nikola Jokic. Are we going soft J there? I think we are. Nikola Jokic get a bunch of ticky-tack fouls called on. They try to get the dominant guy on the other team in foul trouble so they can extend things longer. That doesn't mean that the better team doesn't win in the end. And it doesn't mean that it necessarily goes the way the league attempts to make it go. But they still attempt to make it go that way. There's books written about this. There's a podcast about it. It's known. This is known information. I didn't make this up. Anyway, I gotta tell a couple people to fuck off. Okay, hold on. Okay, now fuck off. Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. This is episode number 477. And we love your patronage. Thank you for listening. Please reach out. It's a light week on the... This could have been your week, people. This could have... You know, you're a little tentative. I feel like I'm being... I feel like some of the voicemailers have a grudge against me because I made the proclamation that you should just get your voicemail out and just 1 3-minute voicemail because people were leaving two. Never three, really, just two. A lot of people would leave two. They'd leave one, and then they'd have some other thoughts. But I mean, look, I just said that. And now people are like, oh, he doesn't want me to call. So this could have been your week if you're new blood. You could have called this week. 949-464-TBLS is the phone number, 8257. Call us up and leave us a message. Try to keep it under 3 minutes and try to do it only once. Look, if you're a legend on this show, and we have many, maybe I'll let you speak twice. If you're a guy that calls the show often and gets songs written about him and says the same thing for fucking 3 whole minutes, a lot of times I'll just cut you off. You know, it's a higher degree of difficulty to talk. 949-464-TBLS. If you are handy with a pen or want to share a link, send us an email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. And of course, if you've got buy-in and if you have the means, which is $5 every month, sign up for our bonus content, which is available only by clicking the link in the show notes. And signing up there, you could go to the ballerlifestyle.com and click the link at the top of the page. You could go to my Twitter at Brian Beckner and click the link there and sign up. We would love to have you hear us talk about, let me just even look. Oh my God. Chelsea Handler's talking about threesomes. We could also talk about how Chelsea Handler's talking about how she's younger than me. Bullshit. Who are we kidding there, lady? Let's talk about that. We can also talk about how she likes to go skiing and show her tits all the time. That's good. That's going to all be discussed later in the show. And you can only listen to it if you subscribe via the link in the show notes to our Red Circle bonus content. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
Doing well, doing much better than last week. After we did the show, the next day, New York became the apocalypse.
Yeah, I've heard.
The sky was like yellow. It was like really creepy. And then you couldn't do shit for outside sucks. For a while. Yeah. I was like, what is going on? And then I remembered That's every day if you live in China.
It's true, unless there's an Olympics, which they have every year. So, right. So miraculously,
the air quality is horrendous. It is. There. I remember yeah. the two times I was there.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, this air.
Yeah, until they have an Olympics, and then it's just fucking bright blue skies and birds chirping, and you're like, wait, that's not how it's supposed to look yeah. there. They do have tricks.
Remember when they had the, was it the Winter Olympics and outside the half pipe? That was in Korea. Was it in Korea?
It was both. They did both. There was one in China and there was one in Korea, I think.
And there were like the nuclear, it would look like the Springfield nuclear power plant yes. in the background yeah. with a half pipe.
Yeah, totally. And there's no, whoever bribes them with the most money gets the Olympics. So now they have the Winter Olympics in places that there is no snow. It doesn't need to be in a right. snowy place. They just yeah. make some fake snow.
Putin's summer home?
Yes.
They're like, yeah, we're going to put it there.
Yeah, Sochi on the Black Sea. Get the fuck out of here.
I saw a couple good things this past week. First of all, we've talked about in the past. I don't know if you ever watched it. That show, Dave.
It's a great show, but hold on.
Great show.
Let me tell you something. I loved the first season.
Yeah.
I loved it. And I have such a short attention span. I started the second season and they were in Korea and I got it like through an episode and a half and I just got bored and I tuned out and everybody's telling me you should have stuck with it. And now people are saying season three is amazing. Ed, what's your take?
Okay. It is. I really like it. I don't remember season two as much, but season three is good. And the final episode, there's a lot of good parts in the season, but the final episode is amazing.
Okay.
Massive, I'll watch massive it. Star joins him in this episode.
Oh, I've heard. I know who it is.
Massive yeah. star. Yeah, like you're like, what?
Yeah.
But it's a great episode. I also watched the three-part Arnold documentary on Netflix.
Can't wait to see it. I'm obsessed with Arnold. Yes.
I love Arnold.
Oh, my
God. Like, it doesn't do everything you know, his governor, they talk about some mistakes, but like, you know, he wasn't perfect on everything,
sure.
but he's just such a force of nature.
He's amazing.
Like, part one is about a bodybuilder and like all that shit. Like, I'm not into bodybuilding, but like, he's amazing to just look at and the way he carries himself. And then part two is conquering Hollywood, which he fucking did
on his own terms.
And, you know, and as big time as Stallone is, like, they have him as like a talking head every once in a while. And I'm like, Arnold's way better at this shit than you, buddy.
Totally. He is. Absolutely.
And then part three was politics.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he talks about his son, Joseph, and you know, he's
Mildred.
And like he talks about the sadness of his life, his mistakes and stuff.
Sure.
But like, he's an intelligent guy.
He's the best.
That he's 76, 75.
Yep.
And so he's very introspective on stuff. And like, he tells you like, oh yeah, this, I was full of shit. I was messing with people when I was, you know, on the bodybuilding circuit.
Oh yeah.
And he'll just like, he's very candid and it's a really cool documentary. I like it.
He is. I've been meaning to watch it. I'm intimidated by the fact that it's three parts and I got, and plus I was really into, Chow House on Max, which is a chef, a competition show between chefs. So I had to get through that, but I really want to watch Arnold. I've been listening to his podcast and he's to me, he's so inspirational because he was successful in so many different things. And he's just one of those people that is so magnetic that he can do anything he wants to do. Yeah. He could have done. He's amazing.
And he talks about like when he was growing up.
Yeah.
His dad and all the like the adults.
Yeah.
They were failed Nazis.
Yeah.
They were getting drunk and beating their kids.
Yeah.
And like, it was a fucked up childhood. And this guy's like, he's looking at magazines. He's like, I got to get to America. I need to get out of here. He's an amazing.
I think his dad used to kind of talk shit on his, cause he was like a teenage bodybuilder and his dad was like, what the fuck are you doing? What is this?
Yeah.
You know, like, what are you, lifting weights. And I just watched, oh my God, I'm Pumping Iron just a couple of weeks ago. I haven't seen it in a while. And,
the pump is like coming, doesn't he?
Yes, I'm coming all the time. Yes, I'm coming all the time. And then he talks, he's just like the original like fucking psych out guy. Like he just knows how to talk shit. He's just the best shit talker. And then he beats Ferrigno, and they're riding, it's the end of the movie, and they're riding in the bus, and he's like, Lou, he's like, I'm going to come to your house, and your mom is going to make me a plate of pasta, and then she's going to introduce me to your sister. And he says it right in front of his parents. I mean, he's just amazing. And
they revisit some of that stuff, but like, he's giving today's commentary on like, hey, when I said this, you know, I was definitely trying to fuck with him. Like, he's just like super candid. I love him.
Yeah. I saw the clip where he talks about Franco Colombo and how he was his best friend. Yeah. And it's just so emotional. He's like, everyone should have a friend like this. And he's just, you wouldn't expect him to be. And obviously, you know more than me because you've seen the movie, but he's very like connected and grounded in a way that you don't see from a lot of really successful famous people. They're usually very much the opposite of that.
Yeah, he talks about like with women, you know, he says like, yeah, I got grabby, and like, yeah, I thought I was being playful, and I know now that like, yeah, I was being a shit. But he's a fucking lovable dude. Like,
he really is.
It's I would say it is daunting when something's three parts, but just say to yourself, I'm just going to watch the bodybuilding. It's like a standalone thing.
Yeah.
And then the second part, whenever you feel like doing that, that's just the Hollywood thing. It's really well done.
Yeah. I'm totally into it. I'm going to probably start watching this tonight.
I really, really wanted his show FUBAR to be good.
Yeah.
I watched an episode and I was like, all right, let me give one more episode a shot. I got like 5 minutes into the second one. I was like, I love you, Arnold. I don't want to not love you. So it's just kind of a shitty, poor comedy action.
He puts Tom Arnold in there, doesn't he? That's one thing. He's real loyal. He takes care of his friends. He's tight with Tom Arnold. So I know he's going to be in there.
Yeah, I would not recommend FUBAR.
Yeah, I got some distressing news. Just before the show started, you might be aware of this, and it's going to be tough for a lot of people, mostly like grandmothers, like your mom, your aunt. Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak announces he will retire next year.
the amount of money that he was paid for that show, Ed, and Vanna. Ed. Probably so much, and it's the lowest skilled job of any.
It's the highest rated show, I think, in the history of whatever. Some places it's on at 7 o'clock, and some places it's on at 7:30. Like they flip the. I believe here
it was here. It's after Jeopardy.
Same. Maybe it is that way everywhere, but I think so, in some places Wheel of Fortune is on first and Jeopardy second. But here also it's Jeopardy followed by Wheel of Fortune. And it is one of those things. And I remember living when I was real into watching Jeopardy. We lived in like a condo that was above the garage. So like our garage was downstairs. You came up some stairs and then the like living room and the kitchen were on the second floor and the bedrooms were on the third floor. And I'd be on the second floor and I'd be making dinner and I'd be watching Jeopardy. I'd have Jeopardy on while I was making dinner. And then I would get busy and Jeopardy would end. And Wheel of Fortune would come on, and I would be like, oh my fucking God, what if one of my neighbors, because you could see up, if you looked up, you could see into my house, and
watching Hangman.
Yes, yeah, you could see into my house. What if somebody looked into my home and thought that I was watching Wheel of Fortune on purpose? I mean, that's just fucking awful. But
the embarrassment.
It's, and I know, like, look, Pat Sajak, he's probably, I mean, he's got to be in his at least mid 70s, maybe late 70s, right?
This is my age is already established. I'm 47. This really ages me. I hated Wheel of Fortune when I was like in first grade because that was the show that replaced the Muppet Show. And back then you didn't know internet, you don't know. And so like I would watch the Muppet Show cuz I was kindergarten, first grade. Like I was way into it, and I didn't read the trades and know that the show was going off the air. And so then, like, I tune in at the regular time, and it's Wheel of Fortune. I'm like,
what happened?
Huh, What's this? Yeah. What's this?
Yeah.
Like, here's a Muppet Show. I want Gonzo. Yeah. What is this bullshit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Swedish Chef.
Yeah.
Dr. Teeth.
And Pat Sajak used to be the, a weatherman here in LA on Channel 4. And then he was also hosting Wheel of Fortune. And I'm like, my mind was blown. I'm like, how can the weatherman be hosting a show? And then eventually, of course, the show got so big, he didn't have to be the weatherman anymore. But it's, and I get that he's 76 years old, but Ed, this Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, I believe they shoot the entire season in something like 10 weeks.
Remember when Trebek died, they still had a bunch of episodes in the can.
Yeah, I think they shoot because every day they shoot a week's worth of shows. So 10 weeks, then they got the whole year of shows cut. So you basically work 2.5 months, 5 full days a week for 2.5 months. And then you have the whole rest of the year off. And we got to wonder, like, how fucking rich is this guy? Great. That's how old he is. He's 76. How about this? No. Oh, my God.
Well, that might be the next time we mention it.
I fucked up the board. And look, people make fun of me for this. I fucked up the board because we got that new song. Hold on.
How fucking rich is this guy? I can't figure it out. I guess I'll try. Is he worth a billion or maybe just a million? How fucking rich is this guy?
Just go ahead and give us, just take a wild guess, Ed. How fucking rich is Pat Sajak? Former KNBC weatherman, and not even the main weatherman. He was like the backup. He was like the fill-in weatherman.
I'm going to say he's worth $50 million.
I mean, you're 2/3 of the way there, but I think that's even low. It says his net worth is $75 million. Also says he's 5'9". Yeah.
If it were just him on that show, I would think yes, but I have a feeling early on.
Yeah.
Like Vanna was the one getting the heat.
Yeah.
So I bet they get paid equally. So you're saying he's 75. I bet Vanna's worth like 75 as well.
Okay, let's look. This says he makes $14 million, which is, look, that's real good for 10 weeks of work. But again, this is the biggest fucking show on at 7:30 in the country.
It's such a low cost thing.
Yes.
The set's built.
Yes.
They updated probably every 7 years. Like everything's kind of the same.
Remember they switched to, because it used to be like, okay, you, Ted, you won $31,000 today, and then you would have to spend it on the prizes that they had. They go, well, you go, oh,
you had to get that lazy boy.
Yeah, I'll take the jet ski and the Barca lounger and the Frigidaire side by side. I'll take that. And it's like you load up until you're out, and then they go, and then when you get down to like $500, they go, okay, we'll put the rest on a gift card. And that's like, then you got to go. I had a buddy that won the, buddy of mine won the Price is Right. He won the show.
Oh, that's so cool. In college,
yeah,
it was like right before, sometimes it would be like to go on as a lifeguard. Yeah. I would watch that show. Yeah. I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
He obviously on sick days, he always watched it.
Of course. A buddy of mine won the showcase, and like he got a couple things, but the rest of the stuff he sold back to the show to pay the taxes. So I think he got like a Ford Explorer and he sold it to his brother and a couple jet skis. He got and a bunch of trips, and he sold all the trips back to the show to pay the, you know, just to take the cash out of it so he could pay the taxes. So it's, you kind of get fucked on the prizes, where it's like on another show, you just take the cash and then pay the taxes off of that. You know, then you're not stuck with a fucking round the world trip or an RV or something you didn't really wouldn't have bought in the first place. You know,
remember Real Genius when his roommate from the closet,
yes, Laszlo.
Laszlo claimed all the unclaimed game show prizes.
Yeah. Yeah. And he, oh yeah. Cause you know,
that was like his angle.
This happened to me one time on the Jim Rome show. I was awarded the huge facts of the day for an email that I sent in, And the prize was a case of caffeinated Snicker bars, Snickers. And I'm like, yeah, it was like a, they were, it was like a, you know, it was a product.
Candy bars?
Yeah. It was a product they had for a while, caffeinated Snickers. And so I won a case of them. And then they sent me the first thing they're okay, what's your email? And then they sent me a fucking 1099. They're like, hey, you got to fill or W-4. You got to fill this out.
And I'm like, taxes on candy bars.
Yeah, you got to pay taxes. And I'm like, oh, fuck that. I don't need caffeinated Snickers in my life. If I got to pay the taxes, I got to take care of Uncle Sam on this.
Thanks for nothing.
Well, anyway, I think he's richer than $75 million because he's been doing the show for 40 fucking years. And I know, yeah, maybe he was making, you know, $300,000 to start. But he's been at this top level for quite a while.
Yeah.
Him and Vanna. And, you know, good for Vanna. She's 100 years old and she says she's still making $10 million.
So I was a huge Jeopardy fan every night.
Yeah, of course.
I put it on the DVR. I always watched it. And then when Trebek died, I've probably watched, like, add all together, like, watched two episodes since he died. I just watched a few minutes and, like, I can't, I just, Ken Jennings is fine, but he's not Trebek. I don't know.
He
was the show. Whereas Pat Sajak, I feel like you could just get someone else. Like, Price is Right. We thought it was all Bob Barker,
sure.
And then Drew Carey's been fine for 20 years now.
He's great,
right?
Yeah, he's
and
funny.
So it's like, I think you can easily replace Wheel of Fortune. Jep, it's just not the same.
Oh no, it's not. It's not. You know, you need the charisma. You know, it's so much.
And you got to be smart with the charisma.
Yeah, yeah. It's so much interaction with the host, and you know this. This Sajak, he tries to be snarky and shit because he was always looking up at Trebek, who was great. You know, and he was, you know, he's following him. He's the more famous guy. He's the better known, the more respected guy. You know, this Pat Sajak, he's got a bunch of dummies on his show every week.
Yeah. He comes across like a dickhead.
He does.
The only thing, like, I don't watch the show, of course.
Of course not.
But I'll occasionally see a clip where people are like, hey, he was really mean to this contestant. And it just doesn't work.
It doesn't. He just comes off mean. Yeah. Wheel of Fortune was actually the first entertainment property to be licensed for use on slot machines. See, he's getting a piece of that. I mean, Merv Griffin gets a lion's share.
It's got to be north of 75. Yeah. He's in on that.
Yeah. Now, and that's since 1996. In 1996, the first Wheel of Fortune branded slot machines were placed, and they're still there. They're still doing Wheel of Fortune. Unbelievable. No, this guy's got to do it. So my point is that, he's 76, but this would be a hard... This would be a hard gig to give up, even at 76 years old, because it's so fucking easy and it pays so much money.
You barely have to have a pulse to host that show.
Yeah.
Jeopardy, you've got to be quick and like thinking about shit and like being able to quickly correct tell someone why they're wrong sometimes. Like if they say something a little bit off and it doesn't work.
Right.
Whereas Wheel of Fortune,
no.
There are no letter T's.
Just say you're wrong. Just say you're wrong and move on.
Fucking Hangman.
Yeah. Just say, and then somebody finally, like, it's real obvious to everybody except for the three people that are playing the game.
Because they got shit for brains.
Yeah. And then somebody will finally be like, Grandma's knitting needle. And he'll be like, okay, there, finally. You know, like, he's really will shit on him. So anyway, fuck Pat Sajak, but also, like, it's a lot of money and he's moving on. Ed, let's talk about who died. Hold on, dude. Hopefully I switched him back. Let's see. Nope, shit. Hold on. I can't even stop it. Here we go. Well, we'll just listen to it. We haven't heard this one in a while.
This is about
my Insta stories.
On my Insta story. Don't be boring on my Instagram.
Woo! Okay, now I switch banks. I got two banks. That's the issue. Here we go.
By the way, you're to your original point.
Yes.
The Jokic has been called for two fouls, and I see him getting. It's happening right now. He's getting clobbered, and they're just not calling it.
Of course. This is how they do it, and it's not. You know, they're not. They're just trying to influence these things to go longer and to highlight their stars. and to market their league. You know, once this finals is over, the fucking NBA is over. You know, they got to keep this going. And they're trying to sell beer and commercials. And look, I didn't make this up. I just recognize that it's happening.
Yes.
Just tell us who is dead now.
On who's alive.
Let's get a tragic update. Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died. Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Ed, who died this week?
Well, we actually just got one this afternoon.
Oh.
News broke.
Yep.
Guy who really loved fucking to his downfall, I think, or actually tax evasion probably was his downfall, but I think he had sex with a minor. That was a problem.
Whoa.
Silvio Berlusconi.
Oh, the bunga bunga parties.
Italian fuck machine.
Oh man. He was, how fucking old was this guy? Silvio Berlusconi was old, dude. Like, he was really fucking old. Because he was having those bunga bunga parties like 10 years ago, and he was in his 80s.
He's 86. So he was in his mid 70s, and he was the bunga bunga king.
I'm
fairly confident there was a minor, was dancers. It was just, he was always fucking, and he was never paying taxes.
Yeah, he was on the take. You know, he was taking bribes and shit, and he's like, whoa, Italy. We do taking the bribe. We have the pasta. We taking the bribes. Give me but some more Jet Black.
Essentially, a Trump kind, like the rich guy, businessman that was like outsider, and like
he was like an entertainment mogul.
He was not at all like your regular politicians, and not surprisingly, like he was kind of involved in lots of scandals.
Assuming everybody was consenting and of age.
No,
I would have liked
somebody was not of age.
No, I'm not into that. I don't stand that at all.
In February 2011.
Yeah.
Okay, so 2011.
It's 12 years ago. Yeah.
So he was 74, and he was fucking somebody under the age of 18.
Disgusting. Bunga Bunga.
Went by the stage name Ruby Rubicon.
No thanks. Bunga, no bunga.
And then he tried to persuade the police to release the girl while she was under arrest for theft.
Yeah.
And that's based on a false claim that she was a relative of Hosni Mubarak. So, like, we're just tying all kinds of crooked world leaders together.
Wait, wasn't Hosni Mubarak the head of the UN?
No. He was the Egypt, the Arab Spring.
That's right. Yeah. I'm confusing him with Boutros Ghali.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And when Ali G interviewed him, I'm here with my main man, Boutros Ghali. He was like, what?
So good.
Also, like, a big famous death. We lost a notorious monster.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Pat Robertson, the man who claimed homosexuality caused 9/11, 93 years old.
He
sounded like shit for like the last 20 years.
He did, but he was blaming homosexuals for 9/11, but at the same time, he was very femmy.
He was
keeping something bottled up. And I do I remember in the 80s or early 90s, his whole thing was like, there's not enough Christian representation in the media. He's like, we're basically that Christians were blacklisted. They couldn't be on TV. And I'm like, dude, you have your own fucking network.
Yeah. Remember when I was a kid and you're looking through the TV guide, it would be like a tough hour and you're trying to find something. I was like, the 700 club.
Sounds like sports.
Sounds like sports. I'm going to tune in. And you'd have And right now, I think. And you're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, and the cameras were all real filtered. Like there was like they had the Vaseline lens on him back then. And it'd be early in the morning. You're like, I'm not watching fucking Davy and Goliath. And you're like, looking through the. I mean, we were too cheap to have the actual TV guide in my house, so I'd have to get the one out of the newspaper, and I'd be like looking through there, and I'd be like, "Oh, 700 Club." I would think, "Oh, that's kind of like the baseball bunch. Like this is a sport thing," yes. And I would get tricked on it all the time.
Like I feel like I was tricked 6 times about this thing.
Yes, totally. Yeah. Well, fuck him.
This is bullshit. Fuck him.
Glad he's dead.
Yeah. And actually, he was a little bit off. Homosexuality is what killed him.
Oh, is it? Likely. AIDS? Yeah. We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Yeah.
We also lost a pretty famous dude. Yeah. Famous virgin, Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber.
So sad.
81 years old. Now, this is the surprising part. They found him dead in his cell.
Yeah.
Suicide at age 81. So... Well, we know he wasn't into technology, so he didn't see Oz. Because if I saw Oz, so if I get convicted, I'm committing suicide that day.
Yeah.
He did. He did a 30-plus spot. Oh,
hold on. Yes.
And then killed himself?
No, he had terminal cancer. So he knew the writing was on the wall, and he's like, I can't be writing these manifestos, and, you know, I'm not getting the medical care, so it's just maybe it's just time to do it. I mean, I would do it right away also.
Right. Yeah. I know that you're not going to be dealing with too many Atabeces and Supermax. Yeah. You're like kind of isolated. Yeah. At the same time, it's got to be a bummer. But then again, he lived in isolation in a cabin. So
he probably liked
technology.
It.
So this is kind of like just a cleaner version of what he was doing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's it probably wasn't that different. It is interesting that he was on the same cell block as that FBI traitor Robert Hansen that died like a few days before. And the only other one I know for sure that's on that same cell block is the 20th hijacker, Zacharias Moussaoui. So if these things go in threes, this Zacharias Moussaoui should be watching his back, because two of his cell block buddies are gone.
You know, living alone in the woods, I feel like there's a good chance he knew a Zacharias.
Oh, likely.
Feels like that's a mountain man name or a terrorist.
Or a French Saudi 20th terrorist that got cold feet on the day of.
Yeah. Hold on.
I'm just saying, like, Ted Kaczynski, look, he was right about a lot of things. He got kind of a raw deal. He never got a single piece of ass in his whole life, which is, I would kill myself just from that.
He didn't find the right one.
Yes, he didn't.
No wonder why he was just itching to take people out.
He went, like, he
professors.
Yeah, he went, well, he went off to Harvard.
The uni part, the university part.
Yes.
Yeah. And there were a couple. I know he was kind of like thinking like I got to kill Skynet kind of thing. But like sometimes he was just killing professors.
Yeah, yeah, he got a guy at Berkeley. He was pretty normal. He was real good at math, and then he went to Harvard, and then the CIA got him, and they just fucking started just jamming LSD down his throat, and he just kind of wasn't the same anymore because he was part of MK Ultra, and then he came back, and his brother's like, yeah, he was different. I'll just say this. He was never
that sketch was sexy as hell.
Yes, he was never cooler than the sketch. As a tribute to a guy that he did some fucked up things, but he had his brain chemistry rewired against his will. How about when we bury him? We bury him with the sunglasses and hoodie. We get him those sweet Varnays that the Big Lebowski wore, and we get him a cool like a Stussy hoodie, and we'll throw it on him and some Dickies.
Like, that just proved whoever was the one who's like, oh, I saw him, and then described the police sketch. They definitely didn't see him.
They saw some other dude.
They saw a pretty sexy looking dude.
Yes, some cool motherfucker.
He was never cool looking, because you see this clean shaven. Yes. He was a weird looking dude, and then he just became mountain man.
Yeah, he had the kind of curly
like
hair.
Hermit. He looked like the hermit from the Yogi Bear Christmas special.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he definitely does. That's the thing. Ted Kaczynski never got laid in his life. The fucking Unabomber sketch was he was on his way to fuck.
Beating it off.
Yes.
He'd be fighting off women.
Exactly. R.I.P. Ted Kaczynski, you'll be missed.
Yeah. We lost another legend, Iron Sheik, 81 years old.
Dude. Iron Sheik. Sheiky baby.
This poor guy.
Pretty long run.
When he was in the early 90s, Desert Storm happened.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Hey, we got a small ask for you. I know your countries sort of sound alike in name. We're gonna need you to pretend to be Iraqi."
Oh, they switched him over.
I just listened to a whole podcast series on Vince McMahon's History's Greatest Monster.
Yeah,
and they had him take a heel turn in the early 90s. He would play the heel, but you had to be Iraqi.
That's so fucked up.
He's fucking Iranian, and you're gonna make him be Iraqi?
Yeah, I believe he wrestled in the Olympics for Iran. Yeah, like he was a real wrestler.
He got caught partying with Hulk Hogan, and they're like, "Oh, that's no good. You have to pretend you're enemies."
I remember reading. I remember reading because he was in a big. Who's the guy with the 2x4? There was a dude,
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yes, he was in a big and Hacksaw Jim Duggan. He was like kind of like the Kid Rock of his era, where he was like he defended America, like he was pro America, and he was in a feud with the Sheik. And then I read in the newspaper that Hacksaw Jim Duggan got a DUI, like in North Carolina or wherever these guys work, and fucking Iron Sheik was in the car with them. And I'm like, I thought these guys were enemies.
Right. The whole kayfabe thing. Yes. They all like had to pretend they were never friends. And also, I believe there was a Booger Sugar arrest at some point for him.
Well,
listen, it was the 80s.
They like to party, you know? Used to hang. They had the cartoon. Remember the cartoon? He was on the cartoon. Him and Nikolai Volkov were the bad guys in the WWF cartoon.
Another thing, I forgot about Volkov. Yeah. He had a big career in the mid 80s.
That's right.
He was a Soviet.
That's right.
Also, when they made him be Iraqi, they had a heel turn for Sergeant Slaughter, who pretended to side with the Iraqis.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, what? He switched teams. Yeah, I remember that. and then this guy had a nice run. He went on the Howard Stern show, and he loved to drink a ton of beer. I'm surprised he made it to 80.
Yeah, and then he just called everyone jabronis.
Yeah, he hated Hulk Hogan's guts, which is great. He will be missed. He was pretty entertaining, and I know that like his character can just go on Twitter because it was like his manager that writes the tweets anyways. But
he was not tweeting.
Yeah, sad to see him go. The Sheik.
Speaking of people that were frequent Stern guests, Pat Cooper, the insult comic, 83 years old. He had like a very dysfunctional family. Yeah. Like Stern would just have him on with his family members and they'd start yelling at each other.
Yeah, he was always yelling.
He was pretty annoying.
Yeah.
He was also, remember the Friars Club episode of Seinfeld? It was like a missing jacket. I think it was Pat Cooper's jacket or something.
Yes, yeah. I'm surprised he was only 83. That's a real how fucking old is this guy? Because back in the early 90s, I thought he was like 79.
I feel like, when we were in high school, that's the age I thought he was, like 83, 79.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Barry Newman, star of the movie Vanishing Point, who was 92. If you haven't seen Vanishing Point, it's pretty good. Like I watched it maybe 20 years ago because Tarantino talked about like it being an inspiration.
Yeah.
It's about a Vietnam. It was like a muscle car.
Uh-huh.
Vietnam vet. And he kind of pulls like a Smokey and the Bandit type thing.
Yeah.
He's just into speed. And if he can make it like a long distance in a short period of time, he gets free amphetamines.
Shut up.
It's pretty cool. It's just like one big car race.
I've never seen
it. Like a car chase. Cops chasing. I think Cleavon Little from.
Great Cleavon Little. Yes.
From Blazing Saddles. But this was the star of that movie. But it's like just a good muscle car cop chase movie.
I'd love to see it. Point. Sounds amazing.
A guy named Mike Batea, a comic, an actor who played the Breaking Bad laundromat manager.
Yep.
52 years old, heart attack.
Ouch.
George Winston, he was a new age piano guy.
Oh, he had a hit. Years old. George Winston had hits.
You've heard his piano
music. You definitely know George Winston, R.I.P.
and Astrud Gilberto.
Oh, you know her too.
Brazilian, yep. The girl from Ipanema. Like, yep. She was like a one-hit wonder, like, yep. Bossa Nova music, yep. 83 years old.
She's the one I would have hit up wonder because she was pretty hot.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Okay.
R.I.P.
Let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm Rhino Troy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports?
I would say the biggest sports story of the week,
yep.
has to be,
yes.
LIV Golf merged with the PGA Tour last week.
Yes.
So I have not like looked into the details.
Me either.
But I guess the guys who held out lost.
They got fucked.
Right?
They got fucked.
Like, yeah, they took a principled stand, yes. or whatever. And it's like, yeah. no, I think there's one thing you should know about the world is the most money wins. It just does.
Yeah. Tiger Woods, who's missing a leg, Tiger Woods turned down $800 million from these guys. And
yeah.
that's just Rory McIlroy, $500 million. I saw a thing where Hideki Matsuyama was, they took a picture of him leaving the whatever tournament, and he was in line at Spirit Airlines. And he turned down $300 million. And somebody's like, he could have bought Spirit Airlines. He could have owned Spirit Airlines. Yeah. And he wouldn't be flying Spirit Airlines. He'd be on all these guys turned down this money. They took a principled stand. They said, hey, this is wrong. This is blood money. And then,
Khashoggi.
Yes. And their league was saying the same shit. And then the league said, it's really expensive to like sue these guys. And I don't know what they were suing each other for. I don't know. But I know is that Phil Mickelson was right. Yeah. Phil Mickelson was like, hey, these guys are dirty, but they have a lot of money. And you guys don't stand up for the players. You don't let us market ourselves the way we want to. And these guys are going to come in with this money and they're going to disrupt everything. And then we're going to get what we want. And that's what happened. That's exactly what happened.
And so, hey, congrats, everybody.
Yes.
Oil will be $80 a barrel.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And they're going to lobby even harder, yeah. and they're going to do everything they can to have the world still relying on fossil fuels.
Yes.
But Phil Mickelson gets that bag.
That's right. And the whole point, right, is sports washing.
It's sports washing.
Ultimately sports washed.
The other story this week, like in sports, yeah. Manchester City won the Champions League. Like that's all sports washing. They were a nothing club.
Yeah.
It wasn't Manchester United. It was Manchester City. They were nothing. And the Abu Dhabi bought it and just dumped all kinds of money in there. And they now are the best team in the world.
Now, does that mean that Oasis is going to get back together? Because Liam Gallagher said if Man City won the premiership, that he would call his brother and get the band back together. So is that?
I'm sure. Yeah. They win everything now.
Yeah.
Like it's just no big deal that sports washing has taken over every sport now.
It's amazing.
Like I mean, at what point?
Yep.
At what point does it take over American sports?
Yeah. Well,
like, I mean, golf. Golf. I'm talking about the main leagues.
Yeah. I mean,
at some point, like Saudi is going to try to buy.
Yeah.
One of these teams.
You know what they should do? They should buy the Oakland A's. The Oakland A's are in, you know, they got 500 people at their games. They want to go to Las Vegas. Vegas is, you know, they kind of push back on the public money. So they got, you know, they're looking at another plan now. Well, if the Saudis came in, they buy the fucking Oakland A's. They build their own stadium in Vegas. Bring them there.
Yep.
There you go.
So we have a couple of mascot injuries this week.
Yeah. No. Connor, hold on. Nothing happened to the to the San Diego Chicken, Ted Gianulis, right?
My God. No, of course not. Well, thank God. He's a responsible dancer.
That's right.
But the teams, you know, they really like to get wacky with their mascots. Yeah. And the Heat set up a situation where Conor McGregor was supposed to, like, punch the mascot.
Yeah, and he did.
He did. And the mascot had to be sent to the ER.
Yeah. Well, the last thing you want is a coked out Irishman with lethal hands. Like that,
yeah, he doesn't know how to let up. And this is all he knows.
He sees a big fluffy thing. He thinks the guy's wearing a bear suit, so he lights him up. But it's just not. He's not protected in there. It's just a hot felt suit that he's wearing. Now,
wire mesh is the only thing inside. That
exactly.
Thing.
Now, what is this Heat mascot? Is it some? It's got boxing gloves on. Bernie.
Listen, they've had a great franchise for the last 30 years. They've had so many different successful.
Yeah.
Their name is garbage. Stupid. Their mascot is garbage, and their fans are garbage.
I totally agree, 100%.
Heat? What is that? A heat? That's not. Yeah. That's no. Whoa!
Ooh, it's not even plural.
Uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's warm. Yeah.
It's not like fire. It's not fire.
It's heat. That's so heat. Fucking stupid. And also, everyone knows in South Florida, it's not the heat. It's the humidity. They should be called the fucking Miami humidity because it's so goddamn humid down there.
Oh, so stupid.
So dumb. Fuck them.
The Nuggets put their mascot Rocky. Yeah. I think he's a lion. Mountain lion, maybe?
He's a mountain lion, yep.
He collapsed. I don't even know. I never. He collapsed like he passed out, and then they're lowering him down from the rafters. And he looks dead.
Because it's a mile high up there. And then he's a mile plus 200 feet high.
Yeah. And he passed out from the height. And so when they're lowering it to like have this big dramatic moment, lowering on a dead mountain lion, he was just like completely out.
I thought this was going to be like an Owen Hart situation where one of the straps broke and he just broke his neck being lowered to the floor. Look, this mascot business. This is not for pussies. You got to be a fucking man in there. It's usually like some little gymnast guy that's pretty athletic.
But it's important not to overplay your hand or else you get a Ragnar situation where he's just staring at the phone waiting for them to call back.
Because they could get another. Do the Phoenix Suns, remember they had the gorilla? They kind of started this where they had the gorilla
those dunks.
Yeah, he would launch himself off my grandma's aerobics trampoline from the 80s and just fucking launch and do like flips in the air and like really. And that's all these guys are just a copy of the Phoenix gorilla. And I'll be honest. I have not seen the Phoenix Gorilla in quite a long time.
Yeah, he was pretty cool. I don't think I've seen him since like college.
Yeah, he had the warm up jersey on, and he was just a regular. He's like the gorilla that got butt fucked, or that butt fucked
that's right,
principal. What's his name in Trading Places?
R.I.P. How about a great '80s villain?
How about he's great? Yeah, what's his name? Paul. Oh my God, it's driving me crazy.
I love him.
He's great. How about when we reviewed Trading Places on this show? And if you haven't seen it, or you haven't seen it in a long time, it is fucking just as funny as you're remembering. Like it really holds up.
It didn't feel so.
Yeah, a lot of these comedies don't hold up, but you rewatch Trading Places, which is a Christmas movie.
Great.
It is so fucking funny still. And we reviewed it and had Jay Stu as a guest. And I think at one point he actually said, you guys thought this was funny?
He goes, I'm having a hard time believing Ed loves this so much. I was like, what?
It's so good. It's so funny.
It's so good. One of my favorite all-time comedies.
It's so funny.
Paul Gleason was the great actor. He played Dick Vernon, the vice principal at Shermer High.
I got you for two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was Clarence Beeks in Trading Places.
Yeah, and he gets butt fucked by a gorilla, that gorilla later went on. I think it's actually Jim Belushi or something in the gorilla suit.
No, Jim Belushi, it's for some reason New Year's Eve they had a costume party on a train from it was also like DC. It was like not even that long of a ride. Because
it's Philly.
Yeah. It was like Philly to DC and like, what? That's like an hour. Yeah. But anyway, it was like this overnight ride. Yeah. And so then he got knocked out, and they took his outfit.
That's right. That's
and they it put was. It on. Yeah. And they duct taped his mouth and then put him in the cage with the
gorilla. Yeah. He got buff fucked by the actual gorilla.
Yeah,
that's right.
Clown to Beaks.
Yeah.
Chris Paul says his daughter's getting bullied in school because he can't win a championship. Now,
to put it in the parlance of the Gen Z, that's cap. There's no Chris Paul's children are not getting fucking bullied at school because he sucks. That's just not true. It's a lie. He's lying. 100%. Ed, do you disagree?
I don't disagree. I was going to say, I obviously don't want anyone's kids to be bullied.
Of course not. But kids don't bully these days. It's a whole different generation.
But like, well, they sometimes do.
I'm sure they do, but it's not. But like, yes,
Chris Paul's not getting bullied.
No.
And on top of that, Chris Paul has always been kind of a dick.
Yes, like, he's an people asshole. Don't like him.
Yeah, people don't like him.
No, I don't want any kids to be bullied, but it. But Chris Paul, I want to be bullied because he's a fucking asshole. Somebody I knew, they rented their house to shoot a commercial at.
Yeah. Yep.
Chris, and it was one of those commercials. It's a whole series of those commercials with Chris Paul, who's somehow a pitch man. And
yeah, not very engaging.
Yeah. And the homeowners were on the premises during the filming. And they told me he was a fucking asshole. Huge asshole. Fuck him.
Yeah.
And his best friend, LeBron, is going to force the Lakers to bring him aboard. He's about to be a Laker.
Banana Broke crew.
Yeah, they'll get what's his name? Carmelo Anthony. They'll get Me7-0. They'll get him out of retirement.
Oh, I love Carmelo.
Yeah, well, he could shoot.
He officially retired.
He retired, but you know how that goes. Sometimes guys come back. Yeah. And they're going to bring the whole Banana Boat crew because LeBron runs the Lakers. He's the fucking worst GM in the league. He's the only guy that wants Chris Paul on his team. And he's getting released, and they're gonna bring him to the Lakers and further ruin the legacy of the greatest NBA franchise that ever was. But my poor Dr. Buss is rolling in his grave with his toupee and two 19-year-olds.
I did see that the new season. They just had an announcement. They have a date on the new season.
Oh, it's so exciting!
Season 2 of Winning Time premieres in August, and there's like a new trailer that just came out today.
Yeah. She's at that age now at school where kids talk crazy to her. She had a little boy at school that said some reckless stuff to her. He was like, "Your daddy ain't never going to win no championship." Well, I mean, that's true. Well,
he's correct.
Yeah, he's speaking the truth. Like, maybe he shouldn't say that to the daughter, but, you know, he's a fucking little kid, 10 years old.
Your kids tell the truth sometimes.
That's right.
Like, even when it hurts.
Yes. They say the darndest things. Look, I had it up to here with Chris Paul. I had enough of him. Nobody wants him. Send him somewhere else. Keep him off my Lakers.
Another guy I don't really like hearing about. Aaron Rodgers has a new rumored girlfriend named Mallory Edens. They went to an Ed Sheeran show this weekend.
No, stop. Stop.
How come he has so many rumored girlfriends?
That's true. I know. Well, he's like Tom Cruise. He's like Tom Cruise. He's got a, let's see who.
Hasn't found the right one to set. Yeah. At least Tom Cruise pretends to settle down sometimes.
That's true. Rodgers. He was engaged. Remember to that last one?
Oh, Shailene Woodley.
Yeah.
They went on her. They went on Miles Teller's honeymoon.
Right. That's right.
They
had it. So this one, Mallory Edens, is she a favorite daughter of New Jersey yet? She's apparently attended Princeton University.
That's a good school.
Yeah, that's right. Is she an influencer of some sort? Or is she?
Let's see.
Is she a model? She looks like the kind of chick that would date Aaron Rodgers. Which is to say, wait, who is she? Let's hold on. And we need to investigate this more. She looks like she might be a model.
She attended the 2019 NBA Awards.
Oh, you know what that means. She's looking for to make a friend.
She's 20. She's 27.
Model. She's a model. She's waifish. He had moved on from actress and ex-fiance Shailene Woodley, whom he dated until February 22. He's now rumored to be seeing Edens, the 26-year-old Instagram model. Oh, and daughter of Milwaukee Bucks owner Wes Edens.
Oh, that helps.
Yeah, that does help. I've seen her around. Oof, it's a pretty good picture right here. Her dad is a billionaire. That's a good set. Oh, and he was on the Packers. So this could be like, hey, why don't you pretend to be my girlfriend for a while? We can go to an Ed Sheeran concert. Like, I don't know an Ed Sheeran song, but I couldn't imagine anybody going to his concert. Isn't he like an American Idol person?
No, he's the redheaded gin.
Yeah,
guy.
I know, but I think he won.
Redheaded gin. No, British guy.
He's British, but I think he won some kind of contest, and that's how he got to be known.
I just know he's like a British. Yes. Isn't he the "I'm in love with the shape of you"? Isn't that the song?
Yes, that is. Yes,
I think that's him. That's all I know about him.
Yeah, me either.
Like I know he's huge.
Very. Yep.
But like, I don't really know much beyond that.
Yeah. This chick's not bad looking.
Yeah, she isn't. Yeah, and, that's a good rumor to have.
For sure. Yeah, no, it helps. Yeah. You know, it helps the image. Rumor. Yeah, it helps the image. But I'm sitting here watching. I'm sitting here looking at a picture of them at the Milwaukee Bucks game. And you could tell he knows his picture's being taken. You know, he's smiling. He's like really knows his picture's being taken. And I'm not getting a loving body language of these two. I think they're just kind of there because they want their picture taken.
Sure.
That's the vibe I'm getting from this couple. Yeah.
So, good rumor.
Yeah, good rumor. Good for them. Needs a rumor.
Really touching. Lamar Odom paid a visit to Bam Margera. The NBA star showed up after the Jackass star was placed in a 51-50 hold. Yeah. And he's going to parse some wisdom.
Was he patted down? Because this is, you know, sometimes they'll sneak in contraband.
He's holding.
It could be. It could be. Now, remember, look, Lamar almost got taken out by that fake. He did a bad combination of cocaine.
Drugstore Viagra, right?
Yeah, that gas station Viagra. Where you look over and the pill, it's like a horse pill.
Drugstore, gas station Viagra. Yeah.
Where it's like. It's called like super hard or like, you know, it's right. There's like no doubt about it. And look, Lamar, he needed it because he was at the Bunny Ranch at the time. Imagine where your life is when you're coked out and taking Viagra at a trailer in a trailer in the desert for sex.
You might be with the person who's already serviced Eric the Actor. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. That is. Yeah, that is troubling. Yeah.
I texted you about this. Like, I think Lamar Odom gives me a little more hope than if Dr. Drew was seen.
I know
he is a charlatan and he can't fix shit.
I love that you hate Dr. Drew.
He's a fucking clown. He serves no purpose.
I love that you hate Dr. Drew as much as you hate Scottie Pippen.
He's all authoritatively, and it's like, hey, congrats on saving the guy from Greece.
Well, I know he's dead. He did not save
him. I know. Oh, he saved nobody. You know,
I'm sure he has saved
people. Really hard thing. Let's put you on TV going through withdrawals. That's like a really like touching way to treat someone.
That doesn't seem like the best clinical environment.
No, it's horrible. Like I'm not trained in neither, this, and neither. I know for sure that's not how you treat someone, putting them on TV.
Yeah,
fucking jackal.
Now I'm looking at this picture of Bam Margera, and he's got his shirt off, and look, he's got a lot of bad tattoos. But I go to the gym, and I'm quite a bit older. I'm probably like.
Yeah, Bam's like really not nearly as old as he looks.
Yeah, right? I'm probably like 10 years older than Bam Margera. And he's and I work out like 5 days a week and I drink a little beer. This guy is a fucking alcoholic drug addict who probably has never been in a gym, and he's in much better shape than me. Like I'm looking at him with his shirt off.
How old is this picture?
That's true, because he doesn't have the puffy face.
Because if you scroll just below this, That's not the same guy.
Oh,
where
yeah.
Where it's the picture with him and his family.
Oh, yeah, like, he looks like shit
he's,
there.
He's got the shirt on in that picture. Yeah, or the Dizzy, you scroll down more. That's not the guy with the shirt on.
Yeah, so. That's true. Yeah. He's at Disneyland. Yeah. Yeah. I did see that he was, and I think we talked about on the show, he said, I'm going to smoke crack with the bums down at the boardwalk until I am dead or unless you deliver me his son. So, but I don't think that's very much of a threat.
Yeah, like it's not going to be a way to get the son there.
Yeah, then I get your estate and I don't have to deal with you anymore. Like it's, you know, maybe just smoke the crack. Let's hope he's been spiraling downward
for a long time.
Really, he was like, I mean, he was very innovative. Like he, like the stuff he did was
great.
You know, it's like he had a lot of potential. He was a pro skater and he just really loves to drink. Like,
and he turned on Johnny.
Yeah.
And if the one thing that Steve-O has repeatedly said in recent years is how great Johnny was in trying to help.
Saved his life.
And trying to like really do the right thing by these guys. Yep. And like Johnny gave Bam every chance and like, he had to cut him off at some point.
Yeah. They wanted him to sign before they shot the most recent Jackass, they wanted him to sign a sobriety pledge or some kind of contract that if he broke, he would lose out on his, you know, money. And he wasn't willing to do that, but that's done out of love. You know, that's what people don't realize is that when you confront people with hard situations, that's you're trying to help them, not hurt them. And it's I imagine that at some point when he clears his mind of the psychosis, eventually Bam will see the light. And maybe, you know what? Maybe we bring in Dr. Drew to help him out. You know, that guy, he's an addiction guy.
Absolutely not.
He's got the cool glasses. You know, he got a TV show. It might be the guy.
No.
Bring him in. You could pitch it right now to some producers. Like Saving Bam. You do a whole reality show on VH1, Dr. Drew and Bam.
Google Jeff Conaway.
Yes.
And run in the other direction. That's fuck right. Dr. Drew. the Blue Jays' Anthony Bass shared an anti-LGBTQIA plus post, said it wasn't hateful. Everyone disagreed, and the Blue Jays just released the 35-year-olds. Now, two things.
Yeah.
Yes, it was hateful, and you knew that. That's why you posted it.
Yeah.
And also, if Vlad Guerrero did this, he would just have to a little time on the side.
Well, he's from another country, you know. He's got
the 35-year-old pitcher. Yeah. They're like, you know what? This is a lot of headache for not a lot of results.
Yeah, and this is
released because it was okay for them to release him.
Yeah, this is the same piece of shit that that let his bragged that his kids threw popcorn all over an airplane.
And this is that guy?
Yeah, same guy. And he wouldn't, and he couldn't believe that the flight attendants wouldn't clean it up for him, for his wife.
I can't believe this is the same guy.
Same dude.
What an asshole.
Yeah, piece of
shit. But yeah, like you post that anti-gay post and like just own it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't
own it.
Don't say, oh, I didn't think it was hurtful. Like this is what you wanted to post.
Yeah, it is.
But My only point was he's just not good enough to be causing those kind of headaches.
He's got almost a 5 ERA, 4.95 ERA. That's, you know.
Like I said, if it was Vlad who posted that, like they would have to do like a sensitivity week with him.
Yep.
But yeah, he got released because he's not good.
Yeah, and he was only making this is from 2015. Anyway, he had a 4.95 ERA. Like you're just not. You're just barely hanging on. You're not. You're just not good enough. Like Ed said, you're just not good enough to be a homophobe, Anthony. Right. Okay.
Yeah, you gotta get along with everyone if you're gonna pull this off.
Exactly. Let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. his voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him, he's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than ish. His faults are useless shit.
Ever happened to Ish? He got bullied off this show.
Yep. Yeah. You know who you are. Those who bullied him.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. People within the sound of my voice. You know who you are that bullied poor Ish. Great, who would tweet us hilarious quotes that we said on the show. And also, he would also send inappropriate emails and stuff. But that's okay. He was a fan. He was a good guy. Fan of the show.
Yep, quoted us.
Yeah, he would quote us. Here's a quick voicemail here.
Hey, boys.
Oh, LSU.
I wanted to reach out and make sure Ed was okay with that Canadian smoke heading his way. I know he usually wants all the smoke, but I don't think he wants the smoke. So, Ed, hope you're inside and breathing safely.
That's right.
It was weird.
And that leads me to B.
Yeah, yeah.
You just look outside, and it's yellow. Yeah. It's the wrong color for a sky.
Yeah, it's gross.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Gross. And the sun never comes out. You don't know if it's night or day. It's always kind of dusk. Smells real smoky. Your car gets a layer of ash upon you. Like, you don't see anything really necessarily falling down, but then all of a sudden you walk outside and there's ash. You're like, where did this come from? Like, it's real depressing.
It's like that first episode of Chernobyl.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Remember when they were acting like they were in a snowstorm and it was like, no, this is going to kill all of you.
They're standing on the bridge, letting it fall on their faces. Yeah.
Not good. Yep. Not good.
I am kind of surprised to find out you're not a Taylor Swift fan.
No, she's not cute.
We all know that you are a fan of the tall, slender ballerina type.
That's true. That is true.
And I'm thinking Tay-Tay is a tall drink of water. I think she's probably close to
She's
six
tall.
Foot,
she's so. Tall. I think she's like, 5'10".
I figured you'd be a fan. But no. Listening
I'm not feeling
to
it.
This past week's not episode, at all. Sounds like you're not.
So. No.
Anyway, other than that, hope all's well. And I'll talk to you guys later.
She's real inauthentic, too. Like, I don't know it really about her music. I do know that Ryan Adams covered one of her albums, the whole thing, 1989. And I like the Ryan Adams version. I never heard the Taylor Swift version. Also, that song we just played is Taylor Swift. The He's Manuel in Gardenia. That's Taylor Swift. But she's like, I see her and she's... She's always like, she's like gets her 37th Grammy Award for that night. And she's like real shocked. And she's like, oh my God, I just can't. Yeah, you can. You have a fucking PR machine behind you that you order to go out and get you a bunch of Grammy Awards. Like, let's not pretend that things aren't what they are. I don't like inauthentic people.
False modesty.
Yes. Like,
just
hate it.
Own it. Just be appreciative.
Hate it.
But don't be like, what? Where is this coming from? Like, no, you know where it's coming from. Totally. You're famous.
100%. Okay, here's a voicemail. Ballers. Drew in Phoenix again. As a follow-up, I remember he was having issues about his wife was going to have a roast for him on his birthday. Yeah, could you imagine?
See, I absolutely would not want to be a part of a roast.
No.
I would say a great thing about when you have good friends is busting balls. That's different from a roast.
Yeah.
Busting balls is a fun part of friendship.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
But roast, like, what is that?
I'll give you an example. My close friend, dear friend of the show, Travis Rogers, many of the listeners will know who he is. He's a talk show host here in Southern California. His radio station had an awards banquet, and I went to it last year. I couldn't make it this year because having a graduation party for my son, but it was they had an awards banquet. And I went to it last year, and it was pretty fun. I got pretty wasted. But I couldn't go this year. And as I knew it was Saturday night, so I sent him a text, and I said, hey, buddy, I go, good luck tonight. I'm of two minds. I go, I want you to win some awards tonight because you're very talented, and you work very hard, and you deserve recognition, and I want that for you. And I go, but... selfishly, I also would like you to get skunked so I can make fun of you. And that's sadly, he, I mean, good for him. He did. He won the Man of the People Award. Congratulations to Travis Rogers.
He is a man of the people.
He isn't, but I, yes, sure. Yeah. He's a man of the people.
What,
like, yeah.
I don't know what that, the parameters of that award
me either,
are.
Me either, really. I wouldn't classify him as being that, but that's okay. He won that award. He's a great guy, but it would have been fun for me to be able to make fun of him for not winning any awards, but which I can't now. So it kind of sucks for me. Drew in Phoenix again. As a follow-up, I was lucky enough to avoid a birthday roast or large celebration at all. My wife just took me to a steakhouse, so crisis averted. Now, that's great, but here's the issue with that. You want to do something after that steak.
That's right. And you want the greatest gift of all at the end of this.
That's true.
Night.
Yeah. But your body has to work to digest all that meat. So then you're in a quandary. You're like, do I just go hard and then hope things go well after? Or do I take it kind of easy and try to extend the night? It's a tough position to be in.
Steak is a tough one. So, like, yeah. That's yeah. Yeah. You just kind of want to have your cocktails and have your steak, and then, like, that's it.
Yeah, yep. But you want, it's your birthday, you know? You want
it's your birthday.
Yeah.
You want a birthday gift.
You want to ejaculate, that's for sure. I'm sure you'll talk about it this week, but I wanted to give my thoughts on the Zion Williamson and Ja Morant situations. First of all, Ja Morant, you had 2 weeks to curate a story. And the best you could come up with is toy gun. That's
a fair thing for two. First of all, you're thinking adult. Everyone's dumb.
Yeah. Yes.
But there's nothing more embarrassing than an adult with a toy gun. Yeah.
It's worse than a real gun. That's having worse. A toy gun is they should suspend him longer for being really an adult that plays with toys. I would have hired George R.R. Martin to write the greatest tale ever told. Just terrible on his PR team. For the uninitiated, and by the way, I am initiated because I'm loving this. Zion Williamson had a baby with a stripper. This made his side piece, porn star Mariah Mills, very upset. She's 3 days into a tweet tirade and shows no sign of slowing down. She claims he, quote, had a baby on her, even though their texts clearly indicate he was paying for her services. Although during some late horny nights, he did text her that he wanted her to move in with him in New Orleans. Buddy, you don't have to lie. You're paying for it. I'm unfamiliar with her work, but this chick is unhinged. She really is. She really wanted that baby daddy bag and is understandably upset that her OnlyFans career just got a multi-year extension. If I'm the Pelicans, I'm cutting Zion for low fame IQ and failing to attend Brian's pullout course he has offered many times on the pod. I'll let Brian have the pullout prince title. I'm the king, but I'll save that. We'll save that for another day. One for one on Planned Kids and snipped right after. Numbers don't lie. Just come on, buddy. I've been in the game quite a bit longer than you. I wrote the book I'm pulling out. Just a complete idiot. No NDA or anything else. 95% of NBA players are getting it on the road, and it never sees the light of day. Lastly, Lakers fans, get off your high horse. I've seen you bragging on Twitter that your young, quote, star, Rui Hachimura, my favorite Okinawan. Star? Yeah, my favorite Okinawan, Rui Hachimura.
Star might be a...
He doesn't look very Okinawan, by the way. I don't...
He looks half Okinawan.
Yeah, barely. Is making dancing TikToks, oh no, while his peers are embroiled in controversy. I'd argue his is the worst of all the aforementioned infractions. Grown-ass man making dancing videos on the internet? Who do you think you are, Jackson Mahomes? Thanks, as always, for the content, fellas. Of course, that is from our dear friend Drew in Phoenix. I mean, what do you say? Rui Hachimura, he shouldn't be dancing.
He went to Gonzaga. He's like pretty good, he was a bust for the Wiz.
He's hot and cold. Yeah,
but maybe that's because they're a garbage organization. Yeah.
He's still young.
You never know. He's still young.
Yeah. He had a pretty good playoff.
Dancing, it, it's the dancing is very Jackson Mahomes-ish.
It really is. Like, imagine, imagine saying to somebody, hey, turn on the camera. I'm going to do a dance. Like, what? Like, and that's just a non-starter. Like,
it's really embarrassing.
Yeah, no dude does that. That's, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah. As for Zion, like, I meant to include that story, that's but great. I just read the tweets. I never, like you know, like,
yeah.
I save articles, but then I never actually saw an article. Yes. I just saw the tweets. Yes. But, like, she was talking about what he could and couldn't deliver. Yeah. She was very mad with him.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ja is a moron because of, like, the gun stuff, and, like, he can't get out of his own way.
Yes,
but he has shown that, like, there is crazy talent in there. Zion is just pissing away his career or eating his way
out of the league.
He is fucking, like, done it for, like, two-thirds of a season once, and it's his fourth year. He's just, all he does is eat and make bad sexual choices.
She was one of the tweets. The problem is she has so many and I didn't save them, but one was.
Yeah, she's like, you fat fuck, you can't make me come. It was like, oh my God.
Yes, he couldn't make her come. There was one where she was like, your bathroom has soda cans all over it. No wonder you can't get on the court. And I was like, oh, because you could totally picture it, like Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
You know, like Taco Bell cups filled with Baja Blast, just like sitting on the bathtub. Like he's just drinking like so many Cokes and stuff that the cans are everywhere. And it's like just so cutting. But the problem is she's over posted because now I can't find the good ones where she really. And look, I've been attacked on the internet by people before. Okay. We'll just leave it at that. And things, you know, were taken out of context or said about me that weren't true. So I could kind of side with Zion Williamson. But this woman is really funny and she's bringing the receipts. Let me see here. You know, you've been tricked. Oh, yeah. She's talking. Well, because she's really gotten on to the girl. She's really pissed that he knocked somebody else up because she didn't know he had a girlfriend. And he may or may not have. Like, he didn't.
She shouldn't make fun of his size because she's pretty thick, too. It's got to be a sturdy bed.
Yeah.
All of these news aggregators, they just refer to her text without. Okay. Daily Mail. They're a trash organization. Yeah, they'll put the tweets right in there.
And also she was talking about.
He betrayed my trust having a baby on me. He's an old soul. That's why he dated older women. I didn't get played. I got lied to is my issue.
Yeah.
Zion gifted me every time I saw him very nicely. I have no complaints. These are like the not so bad tweets. She was like really talking about his dick and stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she was. But that was a few days ago and she's kept on. You got to really scroll back. Your pussy whip.
I wish I would have came and see you on Valentine's Day as you wanted me to, but I was still sick from my failed butt reduction surgery in December. I was on bed rest until March as requested from my doctor. Failed butt reduction.
Yeah. That's tough. Oh, and you know what? She deleted quite a bit of these too, which is kind of a bummer. She deleted the one about all the Coke cans and his dick him being too fat to fuck. I mean, that's very cutting. That's very cutting, but also very funny. You got to get those NDAs.
Oh, there's a picture like laying there asleep and it says, and be laying around sleeping comfortably knowing you have bitches pregnant and disgusted.
That is, I mean, she's not wrong, you know, like he really is able to compartmentalize, which is pretty impressive. Let's talk about things that are not sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Ed, what's going on in the world of things that are not, in fact, sports?
You know how you have like performance reviews at work?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, an Illinois worker found 3 severed heads at his desk after job complaints. I would think it's a sign.
Yeah, that is. That's a bad
my
sign.
My boss walked by and I asked him why the heads were at my desk.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he worked.
It was a Chicago company that distributes human body parts for medical research. But like that is. That is a bold statement.
Yeah, that is. Because you figure, like, those would be in a cooler or something. Like, they don't... Remember when Ted Williams, he did the... He did the Walt Disney thing where he wants to be cryogenically frozen.
And the reports that, like, his head was just, like, out in a freezer and they were, like, hitting it with wiffle ball bats and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Because it costs more to freeze your whole body. So a lot of times people just do the head... And when they get the technology to reanimate you, just fucking even just talking about this is just so mental. When they get the technology to reanimate you, theoretically, they can put your head on a different body. They can use an existing body, put your head. So you have some old ass head and some young body.
And, you know, if they reanimated Walt Disney today, yeah. He'd be like, oh, cool. They're Nazis? I thought they were dying out, but like, we're back. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, I know.
People are still around.
He'd be like, give me.
I didn't expect to see the swastika, but it's still here.
He'd be like, where's my Chesterfield? So I got another body to ruin over here. You just figure like there'd be some safety precautions there. So there just wouldn't be like heads hanging out.
Well, yeah, he asked his boss. I asked him why they were at my desk.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't know, Dale. There's a lot of strange things going on.
Oh, that's so fucked. No, this guy's got a case.
They're fucking with him.
There was this we're talking about busting balls. There was a firefighter here in Los Angeles. It was a big case maybe like 20 years ago. And the guys, you know how they're always busting balls in the firehouse. Well, I guess this guy was like really, he talked a lot of shit. They would play volleyball, the firefighters. Cause you know, these guys, if there's no calls and the engine's all polished and there's, you know, they already made their beef stew and stuff. They would, they worked out, they got nothing to do. So they would be playing volleyball in this one.
Like a Top Gun situation?
Yes. Yeah. And this one firefighter, he was like really good, I guess. And he would like spike it down and be like, let the big dog eat or something like that. So they put some Alpo in his spaghetti sauce or something. And he ate a couple bites of dog food. And then he sued the county of Los Angeles and he got like $3 million or something. Like he really made out. And so I feel like this guy with the heads. I mean, this is some workplace intimidation, you know? Like, I feel like this guy's got a case. I feel like a good lawyer's going to hook him up here.
Right. Yeah. He has a case. Yeah. And there are cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
They're definitely going to.
Oh, yeah. The heads. Yeah. Out. Oh, yeah.
A family discovered roughly 1 million copper pennies while cleaning out an L.A. home.
I've read about this. This is so fucked. Like what a fucked up thing to do to your family. And how do you come up with that many pennies? That's a life's work.
$10,000. Like it's one of those things. $10,000 worth of pennies.
Yeah. Yep.
It's enough money that like you want $10,000. You're not gonna say I don't want it.
Yeah.
But how many coin stars are you gonna find?
I know. And then they take like 10%. So you're gonna pay
$10,000. 10%.
Yeah.
And the amount of gas money driving How much money does any coin star have? You're going to have to go.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go to at least 10 different coin stars.
Yeah. Yeah. And I assume you could just take them to a bank, but you need like wheelbarrows.
No, I don't. I think banks will be like, yeah, we don't do that. You have to put them all in those little paper sleeves. Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
Right. The 10% of Coinstar is worth it versus load up those little paper sleeves.
Apparently they're saying these are all copper pennies, which are, I think they're worth more than a penny.
So Coinstar will reject it.
Yeah. I mean, they shouldn't, because they're worth more, like, as just for the weight of the copper than they are for the value of the currency.
The value. Yeah. And what, we're still doing pennies?
I know. Canada got rid of the penny years ago. There's no pennies in Canada. They got loonies and toonies, obviously.
Of course.
Yes.
In the UK, they don't do pennies.
Yeah, there's no pennies.
They work in fives now.
Yeah. Which
the 5p is still pretty small.
It's nothing. Yeah. No, but it's very confusing.
Pennies. Absurd that it exists.
No, it's stupid. And, you know, it costs more than a penny to mint a penny, even though now they're mostly made out of nickel. Like, we're losing money making pennies that are worth nothing.
And it was one thing when, like, back in the day, you go to the movies for 5 cents. Pennies had some value.
Yeah.
They don't. You can't do shit with pennies.
No, not even a bunch of pennies.
Nah.
Yeah.
You can't even bring it to the bank unless they'll make you put it in sleeves.
I mean, that's bullshit. Not even. There's got to be a machine for that.
Awful.
Yeah.
Awful. But it's $10,000, so you definitely don't want to punt on $10,000.
No, it's a big problem. I mean, I assume that's why it's in the newspaper, that they're thinking somebody's going to come over and go, I would just want the copper. You know, I'm a scrap metal dealer.
Yeah, but scrap metal dealers are working with local hoods.
Yeah, that's true.
To steal carburetors and shit like that.
That's right. That's right. That's true. Yeah. That's a very shady business, scrap metal.
Yeah. Scrap metal is the shadiest.
Yes, big time.
Nightmare fuel. McDonald's is launching a new purple shake and a birthday meal for the iconic purple character Grimace. We're still doing Grimace.
So, okay. So the Hamburglar, we know it. He's a thief, right?
He's got a deal. He's stealing shit.
Yeah. And then who are the other characters? There's
early bird was the breakfast, like, yep, for those grainy pancakes.
What's the one that's got like a cheeseburger for his head?
That's the Hamburglar.
Oh, no, that's the Hamburglar. Hold on.
Yeah, he's got a big old cheeseburger for a head.
McDonald's characters. No, yeah. The Hamburglar is just like a thief. Hold on. Characters.
Mayor McCheese.
That's what I'm talking about.
I knew he was. What is wrong with me?
Yeah, I knew he was some kind of a authority figure. Mayor McCheese. Okay, Birdie the early bird, right? Okay, early Ronald, early, of course. Yeah, yeah. You know, Ronald's been phased out because there was those clowns showing up on people's doorsteps about 10 years ago. Oh, Sunday.
Terrifying.
Yes, Sunday. Ronald's dog, Mayor McCheese. So. We know what all these things are. Like, Mayor McCheese is a hamburger, you know, or a cheeseburger. Hamburglar is just a guy that he loves. He's kind of like Wimpy. He just loves burgers. The other one's a bird, right? Ronald McDonald's a clown. The Fry Kids, okay? They're fries. Do you
Fry Kids?
Do you know what Grimace is?
I feel like we actually discussed it at one point. I'm thinking Fry, Grimace.
Yeah.
Isn't he like supposed to represent like your appetite or something?
Pretty close.
Weird.
You're pretty close. Yeah, you're very close. Grimace is a taste bud.
Okay.
That's
what?
Now, hold on. I'm reading about this, and this may have been whitewashed or taste bud tongue washed off the internet, because it doesn't say it on the.
Why would they name it Grimace?
That's a good point. Hold on. Am I wrong? I definitely have heard that. Is this
an ugly, twisted expression on a person's face? That's the definition. Grimace is expressing disgust, pain, or wry amusement. You would not make a grimace if it was something good to taste.
McDonald's, however, had previously suggested that Grimace might actually be a swollen purple taste bud. During a 2014 Twitter exchange, the company responded to a question about the character, telling a curious customer that Grimace was either the embodiment of a milkshake or a taste bud. What the fuck?
He is purple, though Grimace is canonically male.
Yes,
he's been portrayed by women.
Yeah.
First Patty Saunders, then Terry Castillo.
Yeah. Well, there's actual actors that have played Grimace?
Oh, man. When you have to put that on the resume, like, oh, yeah, I'm Grimace. I'm the one who creeps everyone out, and nobody wants my purple shake.
Grimace, the purple mascot from McDonald's, is apparently supposed to represent a taste bud, but McDonald's implies that it is that its identity is fluid and could also embody a milkshake or a blob. A blob.
But what is
nice
a blob?
Nice cop out. Yeah, what is a blob? A blob, it could be anything. Grimace.
Bullshit.
Yeah, Grimace was originally called Evil Grimace and was scaly, had four arms, and stole milkshakes. Well, that's what the fuck. Whoa, each guy
who
steals
is this
a thing.
Character?
Well, there's a different
Uncle.
Faster.
Uncle.
Oh, you broke up.
Jake?
Hold on, say it again. You broke up.
Uncle O'Grimacy.
No.
Yeah. Uncle O'Grimacy.
Yeah. Oh, they've been moving people in and out. Oh, yeah, I see that. Uncle O'Grimacy. Who the fuck is that guy?
What the fuck is it? Look at that. That must be the Shamrock Shake.
He was created in 1977 to 1985 and even appeared in 1986 for an advertising narrative of McDonald's, both in celebration of St. Patrick's Day and to mark the annual appearance of the Shamrock Shake. Okay. So a couple years
Uncle
ago.
Uncle O'Grimacy looks like they were like, oh, fuck, we got 5 minutes. We got to come up with something. It's the worst looking
it really
thing
is.
Ever.
Yeah, it's really. It's
Uncle O'Grimacy.
Uncle O'Grimacy. A couple years ago, I was driving with my kids and they're like, hey dad, it's Shamrock Shake season. Stop and get us a Shamrock Shake. And I'm like, okay. So I do it. And I recall, oh my God. Oh, so wait, Uncle O'Grimacy looks kind of, he's like a green version of Grimace.
Yeah. But like a little, yeah, it's more or less, he's wearing some sad Irish four leaf clover vest or something.
Yeah, he looks like he would be dancing on stage at a Pogues show or something. Like he's got the he's got a shillelagh. Oh, this is Ed. This is insulting to your people. He's got a shillelagh.
Hey, I got an update for you. My people are insulting to my people.
So I pull up. My kids are like, get us Shamrock Shakes. I recall the Shamrock Shake being like a mint flavor.
I would assume green is mint, right?
Yeah. I don't know what's happened because, you know, there's a big work with the shake machine at there's big
snack group.
Yeah.
It's like sand. Like yeah. It's yeah. Not. That's the whole thing. It's not realized. There's nothing dairy in the.
That's true.
Shakes.
Yeah. There's big shenanigans at work with the shake machine. But so I pull in. I get these Shamrock Shakes. And basically what it is, it's soft serve. And then they, from like a squirt bottle, they squirt like green syrup into the thing. So it's like soft serve kind of like floating suspended in some disgusting green syrup. I took one taste of this thing. I didn't even make it out of the drive-thru. I threw it directly into a trash can. It was so disgusting.
Oh no.
Yes. Horrible. I don't know what Grimace is. He may be a taste bud.
Purple shake is going to be grape.
Yeah, well, how are you going to have a purple shake? Here's the flavors of shake. There's vanilla, of course, right? There's chocolate.
Right.
Everyone knows. And there's strawberry. Sure. Now you could have the mix-ins these days. You could have a Reese's peanut butter cup shake. You could have a Butterfinger.
But McDonald's, no, right? Like
they don't have that.
They have their colored sand.
Yeah, colored sand. They got their three flavors. Grimace is portrayed as a ham radio enthusiast who uses a homemade transmitter made from a colander. Grimace was played by Patty Saunders and voiced by Frank Welker in the commercials.
Frank Welker, Scooby-Doo.
That's right.
I didn't realize Grimace ever talked.
I didn't either.
Like the Hamburglar would say like rabble dabble.
Rabble dabble. Yep. Mm-hmm. The hamburger, or no, he says robble robble because he steals.
Robble.
I'm robbing you. Robble robble. The Hamburglar was a pint-sized burglar.
A little too on brand.
Yeah, who debuted.
You're going to say nothing but rob?
In 1971 and was one of the first villains in the commercials. He is dressed in a black and white hooped shirt and pants, a red cape, a wide brim hat, and red gloves. His primary object of theft was hamburgers, hence his name. the character, like Grimace, started out as a villain, only he was old, had a long nose, gray hair, and was called the Lone Jogger in some 1970s commercials. Well, that, I mean, that's basically saying he's a rapist.
Well, you know who the Lone Jogger was? That was Chandra Levy.
Now, yes. Yeah.
Also,
Gary Condit.
Wouldn't. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Gary Condit and Sharks got rescued by 9/11.
That's right.
So wouldn't the Hamburglar just try to decapitate Mayor McCheese? Because that's like the biggest burger you're going to get.
It's a huge burger. Right. It's like, and also, Hamburglar's a scofflaw, Mayor McCheese, authority figure. So it's like a two birds, one stone situation.
Right.
I feel like we can't have the Hamburglar anymore because the real question is, why is this guy stealing cheeseburgers if the CEO of McDonald's gets a $30 million bonus at the end of the year? Like that's the question I would
have. There's no bigger thief than a Fortune 500 CEO.
Good point. That's a good point. Well,
unsettling news for people heading into the summer. Great white sharks lurk near swimmers and surfers 97% of the time in drone study. They are watching you. They are waiting.
Study conducted, by the way, at the Harvard of the West, Cal State, the Shark Institute at Cal State Long Beach. This is not something you want to know. I operate on this premise. First of all, where I live, water is fucking freezing. So there's about a week a summer where I will make an extended stay in the water. But luckily here in Laguna Beach, we have a kelp forest just off the coast, and which acts as a barrier, I'm told, to any kind of like sharks. They don't like the kelp. So they kind of stay outside of the kelp because they don't, you know, it confuses them or whatever. I could be wrong. I'm going with that, though, because I don't want to know that I swam near any fucking sharks.
Yeah, I like going in the ocean every once in a while, but this is not a good feeling.
No.
I'll enjoy the hell out of a little body surfing or whatever.
Yeah, same. Hey, fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Daily and the man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Let's connect with my brothers, reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS.